spent two frustrating months in the autumn of 1943 trying to discover who had talked to Oppenheimer about passing information to the Soviet consulate. To no avail, he and his agents had repeatedly interviewed various Berkeley students and faculty members. Pasch had been dogged and stubborn in his investigation, and so antagonistic toward Oppenheimer as to finally lead Groves to conclude that Pasch was wasting the Army's time and resources on an investigation that was going nowhere. This was what had finally prompted Groves, in early December 1943, to order Oppenheimer to name the contact, Chevalier. At the same time, Groves decided that Pasch's talents could be put to better use elsewhere. In November, he was made military commander of a secret mission, codenamed Alsos, to determine the status of the Nazi regime's bomb program by capturing German scientists. Pasch was transferred to London, where he would spend the next 6 months preparing a top-secret team of scientists and soldiers to follow the Allied troops into Europe. But even after Pasch's departure, his friends at the FBI office in San Francisco continued monitoring Jean Tatlock's phone conversations from her apartment on Telegraph Hill. Months had gone by, and they had learned nothing to confirm their suspicions that the young psychiatrist was Oppenheimer's, or anyone's, conduit for passing information to the Soviets. But no one at Bureau headquarters in Washington told them to stop the surveillance. Early in 1944, just after the holiday season, Tatlock was coping with one of her black moods. When she visited her father in his Berkeley home on Monday, January 3rd, he found her despondent. Upon leaving him that day, she promised to phone him the next evening. When she failed to call on Tuesday night, John Tatlock tried phoning her, but Jean never answered. Wednesday morning he tried again and went to her apartment on Telegraph Hill. Arriving at about 1 p.m., he rang the doorbell and after getting no response, Professor Tatlock, age 67, climbed through a window.